Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Our defense right now absolutely sucks. Rebounding sucks.
That doesn't suck.
That really sucks.
This sucks.
Oh my God, that sucks.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Well, I don't always follow that last segment up, but let's try. Here's Groups.
Thanks, Bug. Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
Did we just get word of Flozell Adams being fined?
Five G's.
Is it five more, Sean?
I thought it was 12,000 more. This
yeah,
time.
I think the first one was five.
Hey, Ty.
They've kicked it up, Ty,
yeah,
right?
12,500.
It's a 12,500 for the 2 minutes for tripping.
Yep.
All right.
Did you do your thing, Gerbs?
Hell yep. Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, let's say hello to Hardline. Mike and Corby.
Hello.
Wow, they're out again.
Hey, Shoopy.
Hi, Shoopy. How's it going?
Seems like awesome. We have a big fourth quarter in front of us.
How's your day been?
Issue filled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's all right.
Need a hug?
You want to talk
dude,
about
you all right?
It?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Need the paddles?
No.
Do we need to go kick some ass?
That wouldn't hurt.
Hell yeah. I'm
clear.
In.
No, we don't need the paddles. The paddles are...
It's not taking.
All right.
Clear.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
God, he's
that's
dying.
That's not necessary.
Clear.
No, we're not. We're fine. We're fine. We've been brought back to life.
Are you okay?
Yeah, we've been brought back
whoa.
To life.
We need more.
Curves.
We need more.
Clear. Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't think we can save him.
Good God.
We've been brought back to life by the power of sports talk.
So how you guys doing?
I enjoyed one of the more bizarre segments I've ever heard in my life about 10 minutes ago.
What's that?
Hang on. The best part is if somebody, you know, somebody's driving around and they just tune in, like they punch the on button and 1310 is on their radio and they hear, I mean, I got to tell you, you know, this whole Stalin-Hitler thing's a lot like Sanders and Emmett Smith. What?
It really
what?
Is.
Was I wrong?
Well, who won?
You know, no, you, technically you weren't the, you weren't wrong, but...
Well, who that's belongs to Kenton, Hitler or
hey,
Stalin?
Hey, Mike, we figured out that Emmett is Stalin and Barry Sanders is Hitler.
Yeah.
That's the conclusion.
Like, Barry Sanders is more flat. I mean, Hitler was more flashy.
No, just because... No. Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Because better highlights.
Because you have more yardage doesn't mean that
and
you're a better
more
leader.
Kills don't equal the better leader. Although, you know...
You can't just look at total
right,
kills
more
and
evil.
Say... This
more evil.
I know
more
that,
evil.
But look, less is known about Stalin. How do we know he's not more flashy? There's not that much known
now,
about him.
That's true,
that's
but you can't just
Barry
say
Sanders.
He
that's
who murders four is not as evil as he who murders five. I don't think it's just a strict numbers game.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It's about Hitler's offensive line.
Like, sorry, is Troy a better quarterback than Marino?
Yeah, you do have to look at the teams that each one had around him.
Right.
Right.
How
well,
was
and
his
then
offensive
what was,
coordinator?
Where's Mussolini and all this?
What was his motivation, you know what I mean? What was each person's motivation?
Yeah, did he
Stalin's
get in it
wasn't to take
money?
Over the world.
And who even knows?
Well, I thought we were all just trying to gain as many yards as we could.
And who even knows Japan's dictator?
Hirohito.
It was Tojo.
Tojo.
Now, where's he in all this?
I tried to get Pol Pot some run earlier, but...
That's pretty good.
He was kind of Thurman Thomas, I guess.
What about Saddam?
He came along
all
later.
Bad. Is Saddam bad?
Well, yeah. Not even really in
or
the
is he like Ernie
he's like
Davis or something?
Frank Gore, kind of.
Ernie Davis?
Yeah,
Frank Gore.
Saddam, you know, he's a nice player.
He's like William Floyd.
He doesn't belong... No. William Floyd's bar none.
So put that on your resume tape.
Well, today is Wednesday, September 23rd, the 266th day of the year. There are...
You know, Saddam Hussein was a nice player, but he doesn't belong in this discussion.
Like, Corby, would that should that be the segment?
There are 99 days
next
left
job
in 2009.
Yeah, it should.
Andrew and James.
Because it shows that you have a knowledge of sport. History as well.
Yeah, more than just sports.
Yeah.
Double digits. That's awesome.
You know, on this day in 1993...
Andrew and James was a little bit too much about money for many.
On this day in 93, the South African Parliament approves a law giving blacks their first official say in the running of the country.
All right.
Thank you, Tony.
It's a holiday.
Good for them.
Blacks. Awesome. For is that them. What you refer Who's to them as now?
Blacks.
I'm sorry, African Americans.
No, I don't think so.
No, not really. Just
African Africans.
Right.
Right.
American Africans. Right.
Man, maybe I can go there and start there. Go back and listen to that again and you check out
American
the emphasis
African.
He
I'm
puts
an American
on blacks.
African.
You can run that place, dude.
Hell yeah. Mandela,
with
my
all
ass.
Your, all your theories. On this day in 1984, Sparky Anderson became the first manager ever to win 100 games in a season with two different clubs.
The Targers and who else?
And who else?
Wow.
That was
and you're on a sports station?
That was a setup to play.
I can't believe it.
That was a setup to play the stupid thing. I know it's a free
show. You are on a sports station? Get out of here. What do you know about sports?
You're a sports dum-dum.
Wow. What is Dallas Batgirl going to say?
Birthday news.
Okay, don't play it. Why wouldn't you play that? It's a perfect setup.
And Sparky, it's truly an honor to interview you, and thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
I want cookie.
Who's Dallas Batgirl?
Ask him to play the one about greatest manager of all time.
She's a girl who doesn't like me.
Now you've had 7 divisional wins, 5 pennants, and 3 world championships.
Hey.
And you're going to be very close to 2,000 wins by the end of the season.
2,000 wins.
Boy, I sound like I'm in
now,
poor health.
People are speculating that you could possibly be the greatest manager of all time. What's your response to that?
It
could never happen.
What a
fastball. It's high and tight.
There's only one man that will be the greatest manager
in
the
history. Are you the greatest? Or
sometimes you have to back him off the plate.
He's so humble.
Or would you say top 2?
You don't say you're the greatest manager of all time.
You kind of sound like Dan right there.
Like, my facial muscles are too sore to really fully move and enunciate, so.
It's just kind of that same thing.
That was good. It's a Brendan Morrow show.
What a jerk you are.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, you know.
All right, this girl emails, please wish my husband Matt Newton a happy birthday the 23rd.
Fig.
He has old balls. This is the only thing that might make him forget for a moment and enjoy his birthday.
What?
It's either this
or a compliment.
He tells me I have to wake him up in that special way. Here's something for y'all wall.
He has old? They're
old? I don't
know.
Here she is. We got a picture, though, so I don't care what she wrote.
They're like sagging and stuff?
Thank you, person. And happy birthday, Matt Newton, P1.
Aren't you always leery of the girl who
Matt.
Ends up with... She's 25 and her husband's 53.
A little leery of her?
Yeah.
Why?
Is she the same girl in high school that was dating the 28-year-old?
Yep, exactly right. Because we had one of those.
When I was 28, where was she?
Not interested in you.
You didn't have any money.
Kind of slowly driving back and forth in front of the high school.
Yeah, better ask yourself where you were.
In the Camaro.
With the two tops down.
And now where
you
is that?
You were in Bushville then or wherever, right?
Where is the 25-year-old now?
Oh, they're out there now.
They're out there.
Do I have to go out?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to
She's not going to knock on your front door.
They're not going to come to your kid's soccer game.
Would you like for me to send one over to your place?
That'd be cool.
It only costs you $2,000.
If anybody can string this together.
One of Mike's extras.
Just his runoff.
Right. Look, to get some of this, you have to go get some of that.
I've used this one up. He can mention your name on the air.
Jeez. Let's not be quite so clear, Tom.
You know, I deleted... I also think I deleted a girl who sent a picture for a birthday on Friday, so send me that back. All right, elsewhere, Jeff Cirillo is 40.
Well.
Who?
Jeff Cirillo.
Oh, wow.
Yes, folks. Game 1 of the World Series will be played tonight.
He was a proud Brewer.
The Cardinals should be quite the fight.
I was always happy to have it.
But it looks like Donald Audette is 40. Guys
going after a shrewd signing by your Dallas Stars.
Bob Gainey, right?
Yeah.
Thought he never did anything wrong.
In fact, that was about Bob Gainey's last bold strike here.
That was a little banana peel, wasn't it, that he stepped on?
Perhaps.
Tunch.
Did he fall for the banana in the
tailpipe?
That was
the beginning of the end of the hitch era.
Ilkin.
Tunch Ilkin, 52.
I just thought Mike said that randomly. I didn't realize you
I had already said Tunch. All right, let's see if he can follow
one,
this
there's
up.
Only one Tunch.
Didn't know you threw the lob to him already.
Let's see if Mike can do this.
What did Steeler Dan think about him?
Former Packer, too.
Well, oh, he is?
Yeah, he was
played in 93.
Plan B.
Wow.
He was part of our big Bill Moss, Reggie White offseason.
Tony
Dungy. Womack.
Soprano.
Mandarich.
Dorsett.
Siragusa.
Dow.
It is Mandarich, is 43.
Well,
how about that?
What a big day. You breaking out the picture today, Bob?
What a big day.
I follow him on Twitter.
All right, what was his draft class? Top five or something?
Is he still playing? Is he still in the league, right? Still going pretty strong?
It went Troy 1, Mandarich 2, Barry 3. Is it Deion Sanders or Derek Thomas?
Derek Thomas was 4.
Derek Thomas, then Deion.
Deion was 5, yeah.
And then 6 wasn't too shabby either, right?
Broderick Thomas for the Buccaneers.
Still better than Mandarich.
Tim Worley, the Steelers at 7.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Eric Metcalf for the Browns at 13.
Well, how about that?
But just go to the top 5. 4 Hall of Famers. You picked 2nd. The only thing close to it is the Pistons getting Darko in the LeBron, D. Wade,
Mello,
Chris Bosh draft, right?
But
well, I don't know. Sam Bowie might have something to say about this.
Yeah, don't but everyone think? Is a... I mean, he only navigated around 2 Hall of Famers.
Has your life turned out pretty well so far? Are you happy?
Sure.
So don't you think the Packers picking him 2nd? I mean, part of that went into your being and... You know what I mean? Part
like
of that what? Is how...
Like you don't want to change anything?
I'm just what? Saying it made you what you are today.
But what if you had Which Brett Favre and Barry Sanders in their prime for a decade?
Kind of like Brian Sipe and Mike Davis?
Yeah, don't you think Brett Favre wouldn't coexist like that? Mandarich, he wouldn't hand off
You might
somebody.
Be a preacher or something.
Wow.
It maybe morphed you into what you are right now. I'm
yeah.
following Dan right now.
I'm Man. Just saying.
Maybe you were so upset by that. That
maybe
got
I still will be a preacher. Have you
oh
considered
dear.
That?
Really? Stuck on that? Is that the first name of the first sermon?
Well, we'll probably have to get rid of a few drops before I...
Hey, girls. Will you start every sermon off with that?
It's probably...
I love BJ.
Oh, but wiener and rectum.
Now
and
we
that?
Need...
Nip, nip, wiener. Nip, nip, amen.
Can we get a fake Kyle
right,
Preacher
I,
skit
All
now?
Right, I'd probably have to be out of market.
Nip, nip, amen. That
we
would be
start
a
with
great
howdy?
Way to end a prayer.
I'd probably have to preach out of market.
And again, the... I'm not saying that you will go to hell, but, you know.
Do you think I could... Break out Emmett and Barry analogies.
How long?
But you're all headed there.
How long would that sermon be?
So Elijah is more Barry Sanders.
Like everything is related to sports.
Adam is Romo and Eve is Jessica.
Now how are you going to work exterminating?
She made him bite
this?
That apple.
Oh.
She made him lose that football game.
Well, my brother is darn near a full chaplain in the Army, so it's in the family.
No, look at me. Look at my family.
Yeah, God is in your blood.
Yes, I'm bragging that my brother is a preacher.
Mark.
Where was I? Eric Montrose is 38.
Former Maverick great.
Tar Heel.
Marty.
B.
Queef. Turkle. Brodeur.
Feldman.
Schottenheimer is 66.
Wow. What a big day.
Tommy Daniels.
And you know what? He is tied for the longest surname in the history of sports.
Yeah, saw him on that AFL special.
That's Salt Salamakia? Nice.
That AFL special is so
and
awesome.
Roethlisberger.
What about Van Landingham? What
is
about
it on there? Tonight?
What about Vigoda?
Yeah. Yes, it's on tonight. Episode 2 is on tonight.
Oh, you want to watch wow. it at the same time and then text each other?
I think we should.
Should we live blog
the
it?
The topics that will be discussed tonight is JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say? Sid Gilman and the San Diego offense. And the black boycott of the AFL All-Star Game in New Orleans.
Nice.
I bet we could edit his call for a boycott.
I was thinking the same thing. Maybe leave a couple words out.
As I'm trying to say it without saying it.
Can we replay Mike's speech at the showing of the AFL championship game tomorrow? Don't you remember that
Do
day?
Do we still have it?
The what?
And I'm very interested in it now. He was right.
My speech?
Yeah.
Didn't you give a sermon of your own?
when you address the masses at the Studio Movie Group.
I don't think I gave a
Remember
sermon.
Remember, we played it and we would rejoin it every segment to see where he was in it? Like it was a 2-hour thing.
And then the regular season of 1961
began. I think I
began.
Talked for a couple minutes just to provide those interested a little backdrop.
It's a lot funnier, though, when we say it was 2.5 hours.
Jason Alexander is 50.
Oh, God. They're getting that thing back together on Curb Your Enthusiasm
oh,
this year.
Oh, come on. Oh,
what's Donovan
old
doing?
Man.
What's Donovan doing?
Julio Iglesias is 66.
Mackin. Grand work.
Well.
Stone Cold Mackin.
That's right. Trying to get that
Are
white
you all
prize
right,
finally.
Corby?
What?
Julio Iglesias.
Why would that apply to
Mickey Rooney is 89,
grade,
Mike.
Isn't it?
That's Joaquin.
Bill.
Oh.
Who didn't like Bill, huh?
Who?
Mickey Rooney.
Don't you dare mislabel my Sooner wide receivers.
Hey, did I hear you right?
Red.
Wait, don't gloss over Mickey Rooney like that. How old is he?
He's really old.
And when we were kids, Donovan, thank you, did everyone not enjoy Bill?
I did. I love Bill. I wanted Bill to live with me.
My name is Bill.
I wanted a nice little mentally challenged white man living with me.
Hear it. Oh, Christ. Quit it.
Jeez. I love you. Thank you.
All right, so let's play Who's the Better Musical Act. Ready?
I'm a Mac.
Both birthdays today. 30 and 60, respectively.
All right.
The birthdays of Red.
Man.
And Bruce Springsteen.
Let's go around the room.
Okay,
I'll take
first
Bruce.
Of all, who is Red?
Of Method and Red.
Redman.
Oh, it's not even a question.
Donnie?
Okay. Red.
Man.
Redman.
I don't know why we paint you with that brush.
Me either, man. Bruce Springsteen, what has he done?
Yeah, you're right. Not much.
Oh, Red.
I'll tell you what. Give me computer.
Listen to Corby's dripping sarcasm. Not much. God, how could you even say that?
Second only to Eddie Vedder.
Probably the worst Super Bowl halftime ever.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
All right.
Remember Up With People? Wasn't that better?
We've got to run Tyler Perry in there for you to be happy.
Oh, why do you got to go racist?
Yeah, why do you have to go racist? I'm just saying.
If it makes you feel better, we'll call him Tyler Perry's Red. How about that?
Now, do you walk off the five and repeat first down?
Right.
Do
I think I'm going to take the play. I think he lost so many yards on that play.
All right.
Hey, how about some spare birthdays? You think that's a good
idea? Suppose we could just get Sinbad in there.
Well, the Tupac. Throw Tupac out there.
I'm sure everybody knows. I'm
sorry,
still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's a fart form.
The mechanic, Tony Fossas, is 52 today.
That's a former Ranger great.
Ranger great. I think Pete Rose ran him over in the All-Star game.
No. Pete Harnish, 43.
Take that home.
A
near Ranger great.
Paul in a...
I don't remember Pete Harnish's specifics, but I swear he's a perennial 10-13 with about a 5.5 ERA.
That's about right. He was a big lumbering right-hander with the Orioles, the Reds, maybe a stint with Hugh.
Mets.
Maybe
your mom.
Larry Krystowiak, 45.
Well, is he still the coach?
In the Scott Skiles era?
I guess not.
I'm trying. You know what? Honestly, if you ask me to run down the Bucks coaching progression, I lost.
Who's the current coach right now?
Scott Skiles, I'm going to guess.
Right before Scott Skiles.
Terry Stotts, I think. Then Krystowiak, maybe.
It was Stotts, Krystowiak, Skiles.
Oh, Krystowiak was in between Stotts and Skiles.
Yes.
For how long?
A couple years. 06, 07.
A couple years.
Ned Yost?
06, 07, he came in, and 07, 08, full season.
Wow, what's Dallas Batgirl going to think now?
I don't know, man, but she'll let me know with her potty mouth. Larry Mize is 51.
Well, why don't we read some of her work on the air someday? I'm not familiar with it.
I might bring it in, but she's demanding that Bob and Dan go to an effing Ranger game in September.
Ooh.
That is a potty mouth. I did it the other night. If I did it, you can do it.
You did it because we broadcast at Hooters right by the ballpark.
No, I didn't.
Really? You're planning on going no matter what?
That's right.
Whatever. Lies.
Wow, Corby, Larry Mize is 51 today.
Wow.
Wow, the 87 Masters champ. Who'll ever forget it?
Now, is he the one that jumped
well,
in the water?
No, that was Jerry Pate after he won the Players.
Fame Stewart. And Doug Wydell, 43. So
that was a big DC offensive lineman.
I thought maybe a Bronco,
Irish.
No?
I don't know.
No fun
born on this day
them.
Now,
Wait,
Dad.
Wasn't he a cowboy, too?
He was a Bronco, Football. A Packer, a well, Lion, and a Colt.
But perhaps most notably the Broncos.
Wait.
There's no cowboy in there?
He should have been a cowboy.
I'm not
sure. Should have been a cowboy.
Wikipedia does not say cowboys.
Football.
Did he have a brother that was a cowboy? I know there's a cowboy offensive lineman with that name somewhere.
Are you thinking Rydell Helmets?
No.
Are you thinking Chuck Liddell?
Are you thinking Rydell High?
No, I think I'm thinking of Dave Wydell. Wasn't there a Dave Wydell that played for the Cowboys?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Was he a noted regional
talent?
Let's go to the phones.
Born on this day, now dead, Augustus
Hello?
Caesar.
Yes, there was a Dave Wydell that played for the Cowboys.
Are you thinking,
Victory.
Are you thinking
yes.
Ralph Neely, Mike?
No, Bob, I'm not thinking Ralph Neely. I'm thinking Dave Wydell.
Fair
and
question.
And Ray Charles.
That's
born
some greatness
on this day,
right
now
there.
Dead.
That's awesome.
Great.
Maybe
right.
Maybe he can play the halftime
Who
show.
Who did his best work ever while a resident of our fair burg.
And